Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The process of defining how privacy rights apply to mobile devices is ongoing. As we'll hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, a Virginia case may provide another piece of that puzzle.
Yeah, this story is by Frank Green and reported with the Richmond Times-Dispatch. It's about a savings and loan in suburban Chesterfield County. A robber walked in. He ended up pulling a gun, taking everybody in the back room, and forcing a manager to open a safe. He got away with $195,000, and apparently Chesterfield County Police didn't really have any clues. So they filed what's called a geofence warrant with Google, asking Google to tell them about any devices that were in the vicinity of the bank at the time that the crime took place.
Police compared the recorded movements of those devices with what witnesses had told them about the movements of the robber, and they eventually identified a 24-year-old man, Okello Chantry, as a suspect. The question now in federal court is, was that legal?
His lawyers are saying this is an invasion of privacy. It could have brought in information about more than a million people in the area during rush hour, and they represent an unprecedented expansion of the government surveillance capabilities.
So the critical point then is whether there's a reasonable expectation of privacy when we're carrying a connected device.
When you sign up for Google, your terms of service allow them to track you. This is a case that could be some sort of landmark case or part of that to determine how far the government can go to use this information to prosecute.
The judge wants more information from both sides before she issues a ruling. David, in our next story, Virginia may be at risk of losing a county to West Virginia, or maybe not.
Yeah, this story is by Josh Janney with the Winchester Star. It's an invitation that was introduced or reintroduced in the West Virginia legislature, inviting Frederick County, which is up in the northern tip of Virginia, to join West Virginia, leave Virginia and join West Virginia. This is an invitation that's been out there since 1862, and that was at a time of secession during the Civil War when Virginia was breaking into two pieces, Virginia and then West Virginia. Three counties were invited, Berkeley, Jefferson, and Frederick. The first two decided to go with West Virginia. Frederick stayed with Virginia.
A state Supreme Court ruling at the time said that counties can do this if they want to. And David, that ruling may still be in effect.
Delegate Chris Collins from Frederick County, who for the record does not support leaving Virginia, but noted that he's not aware of any court case since then that would change that ruling. Apparently the process at the time was that it would be left to a vote, a popular vote of the people. Dave LaRocque, a Republican whose district kind of spans from northern Virginia over the Blue Ridge into Frederick County, says maybe the rural areas may want to think about something like this because some parts of Virginia are becoming more like California and New York. He even went as far as suggest that perhaps Arlington and Alexandria should think about leaving Virginia and becoming part of the District of Columbia.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.